Blog Talk Radio.
All right, hello and welcome to a random episode of my blog show or Blog Talk Radio show on the weekend. Figured I'd do one since the big kid's out of the house and everybody else is quiet. So we'll get going from where we left off, which we just met one of our antagonists. Was a very controlling and scary woman. We'll continue on from there. All right. Chapter 38, Timber. After my shower, we all started to settle in for the night. Lara curled up against me, practically sitting in my lap as I tried to work on the crossword puzzle. Man, I was just like my dad. Crossword puzzles were such an old person thing to do, but it was the most I could do to keep myself entertained. There might have been something going on outside of the room for all I knew. I couldn't leave the girls alone. Doing that at night seemed wrong. Rumor was proof there were crazies out there. Any of those crazies could come and hurt them or me. Just say Rumor wasn't waiting for me to get out alone again so she could attack, so to speak. Yeah, I know. I was being paranoid. All of the boredom was making me tired anyway. I hated that. Having nothing to do, so instead of finding something, I just wanted to sleep for hours upon hours and be lazy. I was looking forward to Paul showing up and giving me a job. At that point, I'd do just about anything. Lara gazed up at me and then down at the puzzle book in my hands. Can we turn on the TV again? I glanced at Chevelle. Feel up for that? Sure, we could just watch cartoons or something else equally innocent. The temptation to see what else was going on was great, though. Chevelle sighed and nodded. Keep the remote away from me. Got it, I said, and turned on the television. The screen blipped to life, and we were greeted with something new. Instead of going straight to whatever channel we had last left it on, there was a cheesy weather display for the week. All sunshine, of course, that stayed on for a few seconds before a new picture showed up listing all of the events for the week. I laughed. There's a barbecue/ice cream social on half day? What is half day? No clue. I noticed that about the weather thing. There aren't normal days on there, or numbers either, Chevelle said. Interesting. Still, barbecue. That might be worth checking out. She groaned. I held up my hands in defense. I'm joking, but we probably should go anyway, if anything for the food. But we might get to see more, learn more. Some people have been here for a while. She shrugged. Paul, yeah. No, there are others, too. I met a woman on my jog. She seemed to have a good idea on how things worked and knows how to milk it for her advantage. I shivered at the way Rumor had vowed to own me. Chevelle raised an eyebrow. Oh? I'll tell you about it later. Definitely did not want to get into it in front of Lara. I changed the channel. Next was cartoons. Cartoons for preschoolers, to be more specific. The next station was something similar to one of those home shopping channels, only instead of money needed, it said trade negotiable or that the item was worth X amount of credits. So there was currency on this spaceship, but there was also bartering. Interesting. I'd have to check that out later. The channel after that was a black and white movie of some kind. I couldn't identify it off the top of my head. Next up was sports, old sports at that. Finally, there were classic cartoons on the last channel, the kind I had grown up with back when I was around the same age as Lara. Our selection of entertainment had been drastically cut. Blinking, I could only stare at the screen in disbelief. Clearing my throat, I nudged Lara. What are you in the mood for? This is good, she curled back against me, resting her head on my chest. I briefly met Chevelle's gaze with my own. Her jaw was dropped, and I noticed desperation in her eyes. Not that I blamed her. The one source for any kind of reassurance that her friend was still alive was now gone. What troubled me the most was that the Aquavans were clearly trying to keep us in the dark. They were renaming our days, messing with our sense of time in general, and taking away our right to know things. Chevelle and I definitely needed to have a powwow later about things. Chapter 39, Timber. We'll be back later, but you should sleep, I told Lara as I tucked her into bed. Without a clock, it was hard to tell what time we needed to be making sure she was asleep by. There are only so many things that can be told by the sun and moon. I suppose if my ancestors did it, then I could learn how to as well over time. She smiled up at me. Okay, I sleep better with you here. I do too. And it wasn't a lie. I gave her a small smile before heading back out to the living room. Chevelle had turned off the TV and never took her eyes off of me as I entered. I returned to my chair, leaning forward over my legs as I exhaled deeply. She shifted on the couch. What's wrong? Outside of the obvious? Outside of the obvious, she nodded. Taking in another slow breath, I raised my gaze to meet hers. I don't think we're ever going to be going home again. Paul said, and I'm sure that we'll still be offered the opportunity, but what I mean to say is I think they're trying to indoctrinate us into their ways. We won't want to leave by the time they're done with us. She gasped. Brainwash us? I shrugged, hating that term. Brainwashing sounded so evil, you know? Close enough to it. How is it possible for 3 days to feel like a lifetime already? She whispered, hugging her knees to her chest. Exactly, I said, equally as quiet as her. It's only been 3 days, but it already seems like we haven't known much else. They've done a good job at keeping us so comfortable and complacent that we're already starting to adapt. Human nature was good at that, adapting to survive. Maybe that's why it was easier for me to pretend I was coping with the situation when I wasn't. Guilt filled me as I realized how much I lied to both Chevelle and Laura. Swallowing, I moved to the couch to sit next to Chevelle. She gave me the "you have three heads" look again, but didn't say anything. Clearly, she had issues with trusting people she didn't know all too well. I do too, usually, but I trusted her, all because she didn't try to take advantage of me. Either she was a master manipulator, or she had to be a decent human being. I'm more scared than I want to admit, I mumbled, pulling my knees to me in an exact mirror image of how Chevelle was sitting. Everything I've done has been to compensate for that fear. I told you I didn't want to be seen as defective. Going home again is just as important to me as it is you. You still think I'd let anything happen to you? She asked. I shook my head vigorously. No, but I don't want anyone to go over your head because I did something so wrong that even you can't protect me. Let's just say I got a dose of reality on my job, okay? And that would be what? I met a woman who made no effort to hide the fact that I was nothing but a sex toy to her. Saying it out loud made me want to take another shower. People like rumor creep me out a lot, and I'd met a good deal of them. However, on Earth, there were laws in place to protect me from people like her. Not so much here on the Aquabon ship. Chevelle frowned. Because she's taken on the way of the Aquabons, is what you mean? I don't know if that's what is happening or not. Paul doesn't give off that impression. He said they believe in lifelong mating, and she clearly doesn't. It's even weird to think of it as mating and all that to begin with. That's so archaic. We've progressed way beyond sex for babies in our society. Yeah, it's just all about having a good time and living it up while we're young. She rolled her eyes. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to be a baby-making machine. I'm not even sure I want to have kids of my own. At the same time, you talk about how this woman is wanting to use you as her toy. How is that any different than what a lot of guys treat women as back home? Guys manipulate and mess with our heads just to get laid. Hey now, that's not true. She folded her arms in front of her, lips pursing. Which is why we have movies glorifying man's quest to get laid, no matter who ends up getting hurt in the process. I saw that one you did a couple of years ago, the one where you ranked the girls based on hotness and how easy they were. I winced. Then you'll remember when my character fell in love and regretted ever being such a jerk, how it all came back to bite him. I closed my eyes for a moment. I'm not saying I agree with our society's portrayal of sex either, but at least the act is coupled with some kind of emotion, even if it's a fleeting one. I'm not Mr. Innocent, but I'm not a manipulative man slut either. I didn't mean to imply I thought you were, she mumbled. The point is, you know about how we've progressed as a society to go beyond thinking of sex as some kind of barbaric act, but I'm not sure I agree completely. It's all still the same, just in a different kind of shiny wrapping paper. Men still objectify women. Women still believe they have to get themselves to a guy in order to keep him, and it's still all about being self-serving. I laughed. I probably shouldn't have, but I laughed. You are more cynical and jaded than I am. Who broke your heart? No one. So you're telling me you've never even been in love? I raised an eyebrow. Whatever she was about to say next had to be good. But she didn't say anything. She shook her head. I waited until she was looking at me again before speaking. When you fall in love, you'll understand the difference between giving yourself to someone completely and acting out of carnal desires I can honestly say I've never slept with a girl unless I thought I loved her. There aren't that many notches on my belt. Her eyes went wide as if she couldn't believe I was admitting all of this to her. Truth was, I couldn't believe it either, but if we were going to trust each other, we needed to be transparent. She needed to know who I was just as much as I needed to know her. Taking in a deep breath, I continued. There have been two girls I've ever loved, okay? A lot of girlfriends, but two loves. We aren't all scum, not even where I come from. When you feel the high of desire and how great it is to be desired back, you'll understand. Wiccan thinks he loves me, she said softly. Interesting. What do you think of him? I don't know. Enough to save him, though? She bit her lip. Yes. With shaking hands, she grabbed my forearm. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have belittled you like I did. I suppose I just thought of it as an interesting bit of karma, not just against you, but toward men in general. But don't worry, if this woman even breathes on you wrong, I'll be kicking her butt. I appreciate that, I chuckled. What worries me more about it is I don't think she'd be like that if she wasn't here. Messed up people are always messed up under any setting, Chevelle said. Certain situations just bring it out better than others. She was crazy before she got here. She might have been right, but it was hard to say. Obviously, I didn't know rumor before she arrived on the ship. All I knew was that for some reason, the Aklavans gave her a license to be a witch. I pulled my arm away from her grasp and adjusted it so that I could hold her hand with my own. They aren't going to change me. I'm not going to let them change you either. We're going to hold on to who we are and to our way of life. I promise. Chapter 40. Timber. Came a bit faster that night than the one before. Like usual, I slept like a rock. I can't remember the last time I had a dream. Supposedly, people dream all the time, but it's not something I'm aware of doing. In the past, when I did remember my dreams, they are always vague anyway. Vague or scary. Maybe not recalling what happens in my night adventures is a sign of the quality of rest I get. I heard if a person doesn't remember their dreams, then they're getting better sleep. Of course, I have also heard that if a person doesn't sleep much, their body will make the most of the time they're given. My brain was probably starving for REM since I'm usually more of an insomniac. So long as I didn't crash hard, that's all that mattered. I've been known to do that. Work a lot, sleep a little, come home and sleep for days until I recovered. Chevelle, on the other hand, dreamed practically every night. I could tell because she rolled, talked, kicked around, and woke up with rather large dark circles around her eyes. The past handful of mornings we've shared, she went straight for the coffee and drank it like it was her blood. She was drinking her third cup of coffee when there was a knock on our apartment door. Curious, I went over to answer. Chevelle rolled her eyes at me, her body half sitting. I guess she wanted to open the door, too. Oops. Hopefully no one saw that and thought it was disrespectful. It's not like I can read her mind and know everything she wants to do. Besides, she was kind of being uptight about small things. I did not deserve that eye roll. When I opened the door and saw Paul standing there, I stepped back. Hi. I'm not sure why his presence startled me so much. We'd seen him just about every other day so far. Paul meant business, so I assumed he was coming to either take me away or with some other form of bad news. He walked in and took a good look around. The place was still pristine, shocking since I tended to be more of a mess on the messy side of things. Whatever he was evaluating, he seemed pleased because he nodded a few times before smiling. Yes, this will do, he said. What? Chevelle asked from the dining room. She stood and walked over to us, folding her arms in front of her. Paul gave her a slight bow. I'm sorry, where are my manners? Good morning, I'm here to begin the second stage of your integration. I didn't like that word. And stage one was what? She asked. Kidnapping us and giving us a few days to cry it out? If you want to look at it in such harsh manner, yes, that's what stage one was, along with seeing the premise, of course. Have you gotten a full tour yet? Paul still smiled, and I kind of wanted to punch it off of his face. He had no sense of empathy, no matter how hard he liked to pretend. Chevelle shook her head. Haven't had much motivation to go outside, to be honest. That's a shame, because the fresh air will help with depression. Meeting more of your peers will help you relax some. Plus, there are many distractions for you to enjoy on the rooftop. Paul winked. Sighing, I started to clear the dirty plates off the table. If only so I could have something to do, though Chevelle would probably get irritated by that, too. And I'm going to stop there because I'm almost out of time. So you guys have a great rest of your weekend. Bye.